Now, as you may have been hearing in the bulletin, US President Donald Trump has said he will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Budapest in Hungary for a second in-person summit aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. The decision was made during a phone call between the two leaders yesterday. The exact location and date for this summit have not yet been set. However, President Trump, fresh from brokering a peace deal in Gaza, has signalled he's eager to build on the momentum of that diplomatic victory by increasing pressure on Moscow to end Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has said preparations are already underway for that meeting between Presidents Trump and Putin and said Europe should open its own diplomatic channel towards Russia. This all comes ahead of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's planned visit to the White House today as Kyiv seeks more US military support. Well, with all of that, we can speak to Christopher Miller. He's the Financial Times correspondent in Kyiv, and he joins us for the latest. Good morning there, Christopher.
Good morning.
So this last meeting in Alaska in August didn't provide a breakthrough. It's quite obvious that President Trump has been getting more frustrated with the Russian leader. So is it clear who's pushing for this meeting, President Trump or President Putin?
Well, we do know that Vladimir Putin, from the Kremlin readout that we got last night, was the one who initiated the call, said he wanted to speak with Donald Trump ahead of his Donald Trump's meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington today. He also was the one who initiated the preparations for another meeting between the Russian and American president in a week or two's time. They even settled on the location, which is going to be Budapest. And so we do see Vladimir Putin reaching out to Donald Trump, just a few months after their summit in Alaska, and trying to, I think, pulled Donald Trump back on sides after Trump appear as though he had sort of taken a turn to back Ukraine with greater support and welcome Volodymyr Zelensky back to Washington.
Just looking at Hungary, because we know for a long time it's campaigned for a peace summit to take their Prime Minister Viktor Orban, an ally of both President Putin and Trump, and he has been cultivating those cordial ties. We're seeing some of the commentary made by him this morning as he says preparations are underway. Would there be much concern in Europe around this meeting happening there?
Sure. Well, I'll speak from the Ukrainian perspective here. You know, the Ukrainians that I've spoken with that are close to President Volodymyr Zelensky have said, you know, there is some concern about the location of the meeting, considering Orban's closeness with Trump and Putin, and the sort of difficult ties and relationship between Budapest and Kyiv. And so, you know, would they prefer that it takes place in another location? Yes. And they would also prefer that Zelensky has a seat at the table too. They've said time and time again that they don't want Ukraine being discussed without Ukraine present. So, they're nervous certainly about the location, about Orban's help and preparations here, about not being at the meeting. Ultimately, though, a person I spoke with who's with Zelensky in Washington last night said, you know, we are all for them meeting if it actually brings peace here in Ukraine closer and to a fairer negotiated deal, and not simply Vladimir Putin dictating his maximalist positions, which are and have remained unchanged, as far as we know, the complete capitulation of Kyiv.
You say there's nervousness around that planned summit for a few weeks' time. What about the more imminent one when the Ukrainian president now in Washington and due to meet President Trump today? We understand just that it is now a bilateral lunch, not an Oval Office meeting. But will the intention be very much focused on the supplies from the US and in particular Tomahawks?
That's right. Yes, it's going to be a much shorter meeting, not a full-on state visit as it was in February and August. Volodymyr Zelensky is going to be talking to Donald Trump specifically about Tomahawk missiles and answering some specific questions and going over details to advance the discussions that they had in two phone calls last weekend. He's also going to be speaking about the purchase of air defense systems and what he's calling a drone deal, which could be the exchange of technologies or American investment or purchases of the Ukrainian drones that we've seen so much of on the battlefield here. And so it's going to be some business deals that they're discussing, as well as the potential supply of Tomahawks to Ukraine.
And just how much pressure then would this put President Putin under, knowing that if there could be a supply of Tomahawks to Ukraine?
Well, certainly some pressure. You know, the Ukrainians I spoke with yesterday told me that they believe that this is the whole reason that Putin called held this call with Trump yesterday. We know that Donald Trump told reporters on Thursday that he told Putin about his discussions with Zelensky over Tomahawks and said, "What would you think if I gave them some?" And Vladimir Putin, in no uncertain terms, according to Trump, told him, that wouldn't be a good idea. So we know that these do certainly make him nervous. This is a weapon that would give the Ukrainians a missile with a larger warhead and a greater range than anything they currently have in their arsenal, capable of reaching Moscow and beyond. And so, Vladimir Putin does appear to be nervous about the potential supply of Tomahawks to Ukraine.
Well, there will certainly be a lot of focus on that meeting today. Christopher Miller, Financial Times correspondent in Kyiv, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.